from the Cruise Radio studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Thursday, October 21st, 2021. Royal Caribbean is officially in the world cruise business. The line has announced its first ever Ultimate World Cruise, which will be a 274-night journey that'll visit over 150 destinations in 65 countries. Wow. The voyage will set sail from Miami on December 10th, 2023, aboard Serenade of the Seas, and conclude on September 10th, 2024. That's a long cruise. If you don't want to take the whole 274-night cruise, you can book one of the four segments. Prices for the full voyage start at $61,000 per person. And Holland America's new ship Rotterdam departed Wednesday on her 14-night inaugural voyage. The sailing is a transatlantic crossing from Amsterdam to Fort Lauderdale and featured a ribbon-cutting ceremony to welcome the first guests ever on board. Following the voyage, Rotterdam will spend the fall and winter sailing the Caribbean. The vessel is the seventh Holland America ship to bear the name Rotterdam. And Princess Cruises has officially entered the sports betting business. The first guest aboard Majestic Princess has placed a bet at sea using the line's new Ocean Sportsbook technology. The real-time connection allows guests to bet on competitions like football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. Ocean Sportsbook is part of the Ocean Medallion program. The only team that you could not place a bet on is the Miami Heat, since it's affiliated with Carnival Corporation's chairman, Mickey Arison. And cruise line stocks were flat on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation 22.43, Royal Caribbean 83.91, and Norwegian 25.55. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Princess Cruises' Majestic Princess from the West Coast at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.